You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Officials say a Canadian boy was bitten by a shark while vacationing with his family at a Florida beach. Is that a badass? Like, once you get past it and you're all good, pretty badass story to have as a 12-year-old, right?
Yeah, my parents took me to a terrible beach and I was eaten almost by a shark. Pretty cool story. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Which awful beach did we go to, Dave?
Fort Lauderdale. And
oh,
here's
wow,
the story.
That's great.
CTV News has the story on this little guy.
I can't wait.
Christian Mariani is not likely to forget what happened this morning in knee-deep water near Fort Lauderdale.
Just kind of bit. It almost felt like human teeth, and then I ran out screaming.
He didn't human get teeth. A good look, but first responders say the cuts on his foot are quite likely the work of a shark.
A very small shark and a very small bite with puncture wounds to his right foot.
Of course, it doesn't seem so small when it's your foot.
It was really scary because it was. I knew something bit me, but just the fear of not knowing what bit you and what's going to happen to your foot after that is the scariest feeling that I think I've ever experienced in my life.
But then sharks have a way of inspiring fear.
I know that it's a very low chance to get bit by a shark.
He's right.
Well, don't show a great white.
And word travels fast. After a flurry of sightings near Cape Cod last year, it was dubbed the Summer of Sharks.
It's very concerning.
And there were public meetings to talk about the increased danger. But as it turned out, there were 32 unprovoked shark attacks in the U.S. last year, way below the average of 53 in each of the 5 years before. And Christian is not sure that what happened to him was an attack, exactly.
Maybe it thought it was something else and then it realized and it let go.
He's probably right about that, too. Biologists agree that when sharks bite people, it's often because they've mistaken them for their regular food. But if Christian Mariani already knew more about sharks than most 11-year-olds...
I'm going to definitely look around before everywhere I go in the water.
He knows a lot more today than he did yesterday.
The thing about a shark is they got lifeless eyes. Black eyes like a doll's eyes. I saw them looking straight into my soul. Oh, bite jazz, roll over white. You hear the screams. You see the bubbles. I saw the screams. And then time.
Tiny little shark.
Little baby shark.
Screams. The screams.
But I'm saying, hey, kid, use that to your advantage. No one else needs to know it was a baby shark. You were bitten by a shark, dude.
Yeah.
You get everything you can from that going forward in life.
And then run in the water. Don't even make it out. Then I.
Chuck, 25 make it out. 25 went in the water, 16 came out. This guy's hat school.
What would be awesome is to fast forward this kid's life all the way to like a 70-year-old man,
and he's
exactly Quinn from Jaws.
Yeah, telling that story.
That's just what he's become.
Right.
It shapes his life.
He loves scars on my foot.
How's she going?
So anyway. That's right. Canadian Quinn. Yeah, he's Canadian Quinn in the future.
My parents took me to Fort Lauderdale. I was bit by a gigantic shark. You got soft hands for cutting your money.
Nope.
He's okay, though. Everything's fine. Little tiny.
Well, yeah, it was a tiny, little, tiny thing.
But use it to your advantage.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What's the update on the elderly couple busted for a sex orgy in a park? In case you weren't with us, we talked about a story that broke in Fairfield, Connecticut. Six old folks arrested for having some sort of orgy in a park.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those six people ranged in age from 62 to 85.
The oldest of which was the lady,
85-year-old Joyce Butler. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Keyword butt.
Yep.
We thought, were they running a train?
Oh, yeah, train time.
Steam engine, yeah.
Was it old Bukkake? Who knows? Mm. Who knows?
Old Bukkake.
Butler Bukkake. Wow. Well, the oldest two.
Let's hope not.
They are a married couple.
Yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't confirmed.
Right. We kind of thought.
We thought 82-year-old Richard Butler and 85-year-old Joyce Butler, they're now saying, because we always thought it was weird too, there was only 4 mugshots. Of the 4 guys, the couple mugshots weren't released.
Yeah.
Because they're saying they're innocent.
Oh, like they just were out for a walk in the park?
What happened?
They say they were just parked there, enjoying a night at the park, sitting in their car, and the cops arrested them as part of this sexting for no reason.
Whoa.
That's why their mugshots weren't shown.
Honestly, we thought we were right outside a Cracker Barrel.
Well, unless they're nude and... banging. Yeah. I mean, how can you charge them with anything? Just like they were watching?
I don't know.
Look out, what is that? There are a couple deer out there doing some weird stuff.
Looks like there's a few featherless chickens out there gyrating that guy.
Here's what Joyce says. We were just sitting in the car to get a little air. That was it. We've gone there for years. We used to take the children there when they were little.
But do you think that they're using their old people cute powers?
Oh. Was this at night?
Doesn't say what time it happened.
Had to be, right?
Richard had an even better reason why they were innocent.
Okay.
Richard said, quote, I haven't had sex in over a decade.
I haven't been hard since...
Can't even get it to work. I wouldn't even want to.
Basically, that's what he said. He said he's got no blood flow, and he's got 3 doctors that can back him up.
I think he's got a solid case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said also he uses a walker, so he couldn't have even gone into the park. They were just in the car. Then he got angry. He said, what the F could I have done in the effing front seat of a car?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to see it? You want to see it? Look at how floppy it is, you son of a bitch. Look at it. It's dead.
Oh,
it's dead. Uh-huh. I'm going to die. It died in the 70s. You think I want to have sex with this old wrinkly hag? She's 85. Ah, Christ. There, I said it.
That's true. I'm real gross.
She's as dry as a desert.
That's her defense.
Yeah.
I'm dry.
You want to test it?
Go ahead. Touch it. It's like sandpaper in there. It's crazy. Well, you want to exfoliate? Put your hand in there.
He's getting mad.
He is getting mad.
Yeah. Well, how mad would you be, Dave?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd be very mad. You know? Of course, we all would be if we were accused of being in an orgy in a park and you had nothing to do with it.
Right.
It is wild, though. They were out past like 8 or whatever. You know, like,
well, that's
they were
why
out at
the
night,
cops are like, come on.
Last time I had sex, you know what was on? Walter Cronkite. Walter goddamn Cronkite.
We hadn't landed on the moon yet.
Christ.
So they have a court appearance on Tuesday. I love, by the way, that when you said you want to see it, it's dead. Lisa went, aw.
Wow.
She felt bad.
Look at it.
Bad. Yeah.
Go ahead. Stare
like
at it.
Go ahead. Just try. Give it a squeeze. Try and make it hard.
I double dog dare you. Get the hottest woman you can find.
It didn't make sense that they were involved.
Honestly, unless it was something crazy. The Butlers have a court appearance coming up next week where they're going to make their case, I guess.
Those poor old people. It's true.
And the thing is, I mean, it seems like
there were
any kind of in the forest type of thing generally is gay guys meeting up for gay sex.
Right, so the 4 guys arrested, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that's...
We were assuming you said something about a train on the old lady or something.
Yeah,
that's horrible. That poor old thing, she's got to defend herself on that.
I wasn't even sure what a train was. And I saw I did some research.
Hey, great-grandma. Yeah. Hey, great-grandma.
Yeah.
Oh. Little Jimmy. I heard a couple of rumors my friends have been telling me.
Oh, yeah?
That, you got a train run on you by 5 guys.
They're telling you that I was run over by a train.
No. It's a different kind of train, great-grandma. It's when a bunch of guys put their thingies in you.
They were telling you I was getting railed by several fellas.
Oh, yeah. It's all around the school.
Well, that's unfortunate, Jimmy. your old grandma's not been railed in decades.
Yeah. Worried about it.
Oh, don't worry. Have a Werther's.
Oh, thanks.
Or sweet caramels.
That does suck that you or everyone thinks you just are some really nasty whore. Yes. Yes, Lisa. Thank you.
85-year-old whore.
Whore. Just a gigantic whore. Mm-hmm. That's bad.
Yeah. That's bad.
That sucks.
Just you out can't, at the
there's
park.
No seeing these people either.
No.
No, there's yeah. not a there's trace
no social
of them.
Media.
Not no. a trace
they're
of them.
They're nowhere so to be found.
Yeah. They're so old. Yeah, they're not on any social.
You'd have to find a actual.
Relative.
You'd have to find a book of photos.
Oh.
I just yeah. love how grumpy he's being about it.
Oh. God damn it.
He's just like now a pain. He's got to go to, they have to go to court.
Yeah.
And they don't like doing any kind of, no. you know,
right.
activities, I'm sure. But here's the thing. So they're going to defend themselves, says Richard.
Oh, don't do that.
He
well.
Says, I'm not going to pay some lawyer because we didn't do anything.
I'm on a fixed income. You think I'm going to hire some kind of highfalutin lawyer?
Don't you think they'll just drop the charges?
As soon as they see them. As soon as they go to court, the judge will drop it.
Yeah.
Well, you hope so. But if the cops say that they were involved...
And anyway, you know what? If you're 85 and 82 and you've somehow managed to get to a forest
and have sex.
Having sex, just let them.
Yeah, I think that
just let them.
I think you've earned the right.
You can be filled up any which way but loose, old lady.
If you're an old lady that's 90, 85 years old and you can have a steam engine
yep.
run through you,
yep.
then God bless America, man.
Yep, exactly.
You deserve a medal.
Yeah.
Not a ticket.
They don't think they should have been out driving.
No.
Like, stay home.
That's why they should have been arrested.
Right.
Why are you yeah. driving to a forest?
You think I'm going to pay a lawyer? That's hilarious. I'm just going to show him my penis. Exhibit A! Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, go ahead, give it a...
Oh, my gosh, if he does that...
Touch it.
Oh, my... What if he does that?
What if he does that? He could do that.
He could, you guys.
Touch it. Then he's in big trouble.
He can't whip it out in a courtroom?
You know what, though? It has happened. People have whipped out their dongs
in
courtrooms.
They've been ordered to.
Yes, and he may say, Judge, they have to see it.
The jury wouldn't mind sitting on.
I know he wouldn't.
How am I supposed to have sex?
I think he found his number.
Try and call. You want to try and get the reaction?
Don't call.
It'll kill him.
No, he can defend himself.
All right, give him a call.
This is Lisa's worst idea.
It was Dave's idea. He looked up the number. I'm just...
They're going to answer because they're old, too. Oh, my God.
No, that can't be him.
Are you Russians?
Look at the age. It's got to be him.
Oh, man.
If it's not him, it's
8:20 in the morning. We're going to interrupt their lunch.
Oh, here we go.
You got to tell them instantly.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, my God.
Probably hang up on us. Get the dump button ready.
I can swear.
I swear.
You can have a mouth on him, right?
He's gonna have a mouth on him.
They're not answering.
I'm literally scared.
Yeah,
you're right. They could
think
be.
It's like a telemarketer. They
could
or something.
Be at lunch. Yeah, they're the least away of phones.
You have reached.
Okay. Then go back after he says the number. Okay, you're fine now.
You think?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh. Hello, Richard. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak from the radio station, and we'd like to talk to you. Just about everything that's been going on, just so you can set the record straight, if you will. If you have a moment and would like to reach out to us so you can clear the air, please feel free to call us 1-855-954-6969 and identify yourself as Richard Butler, and we'll go from there. Again, it's 1-855-954-6969. We wish you all the best, you and your wife, Joyce. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye now.
What if it wasn't him? What if it wasn't the right guy?
Now we're getting calls from some Dave and Freaky Charlie.
Yeah, like if you want an old person to call, you can't say Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Well, I didn't know what to say.
You have to make us sound like we're
laughing
lawyers.
In the background.
I wasn't expecting to leave a message.
And also now, like, poor Jason is going to have to be on top of it like no one else because you gave just a normal number.
Probably wouldn't be the weirdest
politician.
But
I can't get out another number over the air.
We should have just hung up and had James.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're so old that their number's just out there available.
Them we believe them. We believe them. We're on their side.
We believe you.
It's okay.
Well, that's what I kind of try to say, right? Set the record straight.
Is that the town he's from?
Oh. Well, that's the wrong guy.
Oh! I called that when I clicked further. I saw he's 93. I just left a message for a 93-year-old man.
Oh my God! David freaking Charlie!
He's gonna check the voicemail and be like, I'm married?
I have a wife! I have a wife!
And didn't look at the relatives.
What if this spirals him out of control?
That is bad. I should have looked a little closer.
That's apparently a pretty
name. Didn't realize it happens to be 31 records of the same name.
Pretty popular name there. Damn it.
And they're all in their 80s.
There's a lot of old people.
Well, did you look up
that's the one, right?
Where?
Like Grace, isn't it Grace?
No, it's
name?
Joyce. Right?
Joyce. Oh, okay.
No, not even close.
Joyce.
Not even close. We called a random old. Probably going to kill him.
They're posted somewhere.
I got a message. I thought it might be my estranged grandson.
This is the one we just called, right?
Yeah.
No, it's
you wait. His wife will answer it. She'll check the messages. It'll be like she'll then believe that he has another wife. And that we want him to call and set the record straight.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Relax, you guys.
Number.
Like, people are really going to take me that seriously?
Call him back and say, I'm sorry, I apologize.
Have a
I don't believe this is you.
And they'll figure it
call
out.
Him back.
They'll figure it out.
Call him back.
Do you want me to call him back?
Call him back.
I'm
sorry, I believe, too much.
I believe that this is the
we gotta
called
find
the wrong
real
person.
Richard Butler.
We're looking for Richard and Joyce Butler that are from Connecticut. We believe Fairfield, but it's not. That's even the wrong city.
I feel like I got one of these voicemails.
I don't know. It's the phone is flashing. Doesn't that mean our grandkids have called?
Oh, no.
Is that? No.
Yeah, you gotta prove something about your other marriage, you son of a bitch. Take this. Boom!
It finally comes out. You have had another family.
You guys are horrible. Don't. Come on.
Gracie! Gracie's dying on me!
I'd never live with myself.
I think you'd just go on just fine.
No, how could I live with myself if I killed an old man? Come on now.
93.
Gracie! Oh, no!
Yeah,
they thought you were someone else, Gracie. You're always. Well, now I'm going to kill myself. Let me call it back.
Yeah. Stop it. You guys are worst case scenario people.
Hello. Yes. Dave and Chuck.
Yes, Richard.
The freak.
Richard Butler?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness you called back. We want to clear something up.
Who the hell are you?
We do a radio show.
What?
We do a radio show. We're in...
like J.P. McCarthy?
No. Like comedy.
What?
Comedy.
What?
Comedy.
You're not funny.
Thank you. No, we do a comedy radio
I
show.
I was never married.
You haven't been married?
No, my other wife died.
Oh, sorry.
She just died. She just died of a heart attack 5 minutes ago when she heard your message. Oh, wait, no. She's still breathing. Let's see. You still alive?
I need a hospital.
Too bad I can't even move her because she's 375 pounds. Listen to her. She's dying. You killed her. You've killed her. She heard the message.
Sir, I do apologize. Richard, it's just a wrong number.
Richard, please.
We were looking for the other Richard Butler who had an orgy in a park with
Well, you're no Tom Brokaw.
No, I'm not.
You sure are.
I'm gonna try to get up.
Just
go ahead, try it. Just hurry up. You know I can't drive anymore. Get up, woman.
The pain's incredible.
Oh, no. So you
a lot of pain.
You're not the person who had
I don't know who you're talking about. Okay. I'm 93 years old. You are an ass.
Who is it?
Who is it? Dave and Charlie the Freak.
Oh.
They got a radio show.
Oh, it was my heart at first, but now it's everything.
Well, you're bleeding everywhere. You fell down and you're bleeding. I don't even care. You're going to die.
My legs are twisted.
I'm not even calling an ambulance. I'm so sick.
Okay, again, apologize for the wrong number there, sir.
I'll let you go now.
My foot fell off. Hold on. I just want to blow my head off with you on the phone.
No, no, no. Tend to your lady. Tend to your wife. Okay, gotta go. We gotta go.
Gracie.
No, no.
There goes Gracie.
No, stop.
One for me.
That's enough.
Sweet relief.
Oh, damn.
It's been a dark show today.
That is quite.
It's been a really
super
dark show.
That was double suicide.
Yeah. Double, yep. Well, technically a homicide suicide.
Well, sure, yeah. You're right.
Hmm.
One for Gracie and one for the old noggin.
Yep, all because of Dave's message. All because of Dave.
I do think I found the one we're looking for, though.
Who?
Because I went under her name. I went under Joyce instead of Richard, and there is an 80-plus Joyce with a Richard.
Yeah. Well, that's them.
That's them, right?
Yeah,
but this one won't let me see the phone number.
I just did the same thing.
What's her criminal record?
Well, now
I have to pay for that good. If I want to see it.
There's one criminal record on there.
So if you just put that chick's name in the white pages?
I'm looking her up. Oh, people have maybe been searching for her.
Ooh. Probably trying to help us out.
Oh, well, it's definitely her.
There you five records.
We're getting calls from somebody called Rubber Boy. The Rubber Boy.
Investigative reporter, Rubber Boy.
You see it.
Yeah. That's too bad. Oh, well. If anyone happens to find their number.
So I'm the only one who's glad that we can't talk.
Is the 88th most popular last name in the United States of America.
Is it really?
That's what it said. That's probably why there's so many results.
You called and startled Gracie and she fell down the stairs. I had to kill her. Like a horse with two broken legs.
Don't say that. That's horrible.
I had to put her down.
I'm sure they're fine.
Put a pillow over her face.
Oh, geez.
Thanks, Dave.
Anyway, if we happen to hear back from that man, we'll clear that up for him. Jason, please let him know that it was just a wrong number.
Give her a kiss on the lips. Just my last kiss with her. I came back from Korea, I remember, and kissed her right here. And then I gave her one final kiss the day Dave and Freaky Charlie called. Here we go, Gracie.
Okay. All right, you guys. Too much.
Oh. What, you're not? Damn it, woman.
Yeah, one's going to do it.
Really dark comedy here.
Yeah. Super, super dark. Super dark.
You shot me in my shoulder.
Oh, time. Gracie, hold on.
Lots of shootings.
Hold on. Right.
My God. Shaky bastard.
Let them there die already.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
All right, there we go. They're dead.
That's a good one. Okay, in other news.
One for good measure.
Oh, man.
Are you good? Everyone dead?
Gracie is gone for sure.
100%.
Blown to smithereens.
Yikes.
Like RoboCop.
If anyone tracks down the real Joyce and Richard Butler in Fairfield, Connecticut, or surrounding areas, please let us know.
I just hope.
Otherwise, we wish them all the best. They'll be in court next week, so we'll hopefully get an update. We'll hopefully get an update when he pulls out his flaccid wiener and flashes it in the courtroom to prove.
Yeah, right into it. Look at the moles.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Apparently, there's some kind of erectile dysfunction plague rampant in Major League Baseball.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm exaggerating maybe a bit. But at least two players this year have been suspended for performance-enhancing drugs. And they claim the banned substances found in their piss came from over-the-counter sexual enhancement pills, gas station boner pills.
Well, no one knows what's in half of those, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why are you taking that as an athlete?
Major League Baseball, you wouldn't mess around with taking substances.
Yeah, they'd test you.
But at the same time, the amount of bits that they get
right
per night,
Yeah, you gotta.
The young guys, they should be able to handle it, right?
Oh, yeah, but they want to be.
But it's an extraordinary amount of bits.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
Two of those players this year were suspended for performance-enhancing drugs. A source says the use of the pills is now actually pretty prevalent among Major League Baseball players. The league is taking it so seriously, they've issued a memo warning all their players to avoid these gas station erection pills. Mm-hmm. The league says the pills are unregulated and often contain, quote, prohibited and unsafe ingredients. The memo adds that players who have some kind of, you know, down there problem.
Mm-hmm. Down there problem.
Should speak to a licensed doctor about the various prescription medications like Viagra and Cialis that are available to treat these conditions.
I'm having a problem.
I don't know if they can prescribe something to you because, like, you had sex 4 times in a night with 6 different women.
They're rich. They can get whatever they want.
I know.
Viagra.
I've heard a tale of a new drug. What's that? Viagra. Viagra.
Can't say a word wrong here.
Cialis.
Yes.
Viagra, please.
Viagra.
Can I trouble you, good sir, for some Viagra?
Oh, hello, doctor. I've been having a bit of a trouble down there. Mm. And I was wondering if you could prescribe me a little bit of that Viagra.
Prescription for Viagra and some...
Oh.
Cialis.
Yes, perfect.
2 a day.
Cialis.
Salazia.
Italian doctor.
Yeah.
All right. Just said it wrong. So Viagra wouldn't help you if you wanted to bang like 6 chicks in one night. It would still, right?
Yeah. It'll get you. It'll keep them going.
Wouldn't you much rather take a Viagra than over-the-counter, God knows what, Boner 5000?
What I wonder is if Viagra contains banned substances already in MLB. Like, will Viagra, because of its...
Well, then you don't take anything.
I know, you shouldn't, while you're playing.
Well, that's embarrassing to the guys like that are taking gas station drugs. But they get suspended for it.
I think a lot of guys, they don't take the gas station drugs to like make sure their boner works. They're taking them because they're like, it makes it the best ever. You're a rhino.
Most engorged.
You know,
but if all your money depends on not getting suspended,
then you can't.
I get it. They're young guys. I guess they're not thinking, but it's stupid.
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, who are these guys? Are they in the minor leagues or are they in the major leagues?
Major league baseball players, they say. I guess they didn't realize the substances they were taking in these pills could show up. They may not have thought, right, that any, like, their, you know, Rhino 6000 could show up in a drug test. But it does, whatever they're taking.
Well, think about
it. We've had those guys call us that say that they take them because it makes them, you know, harder, bigger, stronger. Like, guys,
there might be pure testosterone that you don't realize in those things, and that'll show up as a steroid.
Yeah. I just thought of a good name for one of those pills.
What's that?
The Godrod 12 million.
Godrod 12 million.
Stop everything I've got.
Rhino 55,000.
No.
Black Mamba 2K. Godrod 12 million.
I think I'd like that.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of guys who use this who are texting us saying they do it just to have a crazy night. Like, they're not doing it because they have boner issues.
Right. That's it. No,
but it's that stuff terrifies me. I'd be so afraid of affecting my boner, I would stay far away. No matter how, you could still have a crazy night.
Yeah, when you're in your 20s, you should be able to have a crazy night.
Right, any night should be a crazy night.
I don't know if most 20-year-olds have crazy nights the way a ball player has a crazy night.
It's just an unlimited.
Like, don't you think there are, A-Rod. How many chicks do you think A-Rod
for A-Rod?
Yeah, how many chicks do you think A-Rod has had in one night?
Just giving him RJs?
At his most.
5 giving him RJs.
Right.
You believe A-Rod has had 5 women?
He probably has banged like 5, 6 chicks at one time.
They're athletes.
And they're, it's not, and it's not, you know, he was the richest guy in baseball for a while.
Yeah.
$250 million.
And some people aren't, like, they don't use it because they want, you know, they need it. It's, they
just to keep it going.
It just, like, gives you a super boner.
Yeah.
The God Rod.
The God Rod.
I'm proud of that one.
I'm waiting for God Rod 15 million.
Yeah. God Rod 15 mil.
Whatever they're taking it for, they got to stop taking it now. Or switch to Viagra.
I don't know if I'm ready for Viagra, but I do have some questions about God Rod 12 million.
You know what? Let me just give you a prescription for God Rod.
Zeus juice.
Zeus's juice.
All right. We talk about pervs all the time on this show. It seems yes. It's a daily occurrence. But this perv story has a little bit of a twist because it has some instant karma. Hmm. A man just died after falling from an Atlanta hotel balcony.
Goodbye.
Police say he flashed a housekeeper and then was running away from security when he fell over. I've stayed at this hotel in Atlanta when we had a connecting flight. We had to fly out of there early the next morning. We stayed at this Hyatt. It's one of those, like, it's all open in the middle all the way up.
So he fell from the inside?
So he fell from the inside. Like, they all have balconies all the way around. I didn't like it. You know, I don't like heights like that. So you come out of your room, you're right, like, you can look all the way down to the lobby.
Mm-hmm. So he died in the lobby?
No. He was trying to jump from balcony to escape the security and...
But, like, where would he have landed?
Well, he was trying to get to another balcony.
I know, like, but where on the ground is he? So
he's in the lobby. That's he's dead in the lobby.
He's dead in the lobby.
He's dead in the lobby. Here's the story from CBS 46. Take a listen.
Yeah, Helly, I can tell you this man, as you say, was running from security this afternoon when he fell to his death inside of the hotel. Police say that he exposed himself to a housekeeper and was then running from the hotel security when it all happened. We have some pictures from inside the hotel lobby just past the front doors showing an area blocked off. Atlanta police say when security went to confront the man about what the housekeeper said happened, he ran and tried to leap from one balcony to another to escape them, but he fell to his death from the 11th floor of this hotel. A statement from the hotel's general manager says in part, the safety and security of our guests and colleagues is a top priority at Hyatt Regency Atlanta. We are saddened by the event that occurred at our hotel, and our thoughts go out to all who have been affected by this terrible situation. We are assisting the authorities investigating the matter. Now, police tell us they do not anticipate any charges in this case. Again, APD saying it appears this was an accidental fall as this man was trying to get away from hotel security. We are reaching out to the medical examiner's office. I talked to them within the past few minutes. They're not yet releasing this man's name. Reporting live in downtown Atlanta, Megan Packer, CBS 46.
You think you could come into the Hyatt and flash your genitals to any little woman you can? Not while we're here. Time for you to take a swan dive.
I damn think I can do that. Don't you throw me off.
At least I remember my way back away.
No video of this, huh?
Well, nothing that has been released.
That's crazy.
They may have some security footage in the lobby. I'm sure they have cameras in the lobby.
Yeah.
They may not have it facing up at the balconies, but...
Yeah.
They did not release his identity yet.
It's dangerous to, you know, be a perv.
Can you imagine? So now they've been trying to locate the man's next of kin. That's the call you get. That's like could be someone's husband or, you know, whatever. Yeah. That's the call you get.
How hi, Susie. hey, this is Jimmy down at the Hyatt. Atlanta. And your brother was one of our guests, and he showed his penis to a security person, ran from security, and plummeted over one of the balconies and kind of just splattered at the bottom.
Whoa, Jimmy!
So... sorry about that. I would like to say that we are running a special on rooms this week. And we have a continental breakfast and all the wonders of Hyatt. Thank you so much.
Jimmy.
Come clean up your brother.
The overly happy hotel employee. Jimmy.
Someone's got to clean up Jimmy.
Yeah,
I feel bad for all the people that were in the lobby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, like,
that's horrible.
All I was doing, we were down there in Atlanta for the vacation, and I was grabbed a croissant down in the lobby, and I heard this kind of whistling from the top, and I look up, I see a man with his penis out, just kind of falling, cartoon style. Scared the wife half to death.
That's why I'm trying to see if it's on.
Beautiful any of the, pool there. They got a nice pool.
Any of the usual.
You're the where you find your bad videos.
Yeah. Ooh, man walks out of a moving elevator. That's not going to go well.
Your bad videos.
Someone said perv parkour. Parkour. Mm-hmm. I can't talk to that.
That's
okay.
Anyways,
it's all right.
Beyond. Mm-hmm.
I was going to sign off. Sign off for the day.
Sign off.
I like Viagra.
Viagra.
Yeah, it's not unlikely.
So this is one of those, you've talked about these before, and we believe most of them are staged, but some of them aren't, obviously. Who knows if he was taping it, but they get the reaction from the housekeeper who walks in, and they're like, oh, sorry. They're waiting for them,
yeah.
Right? Sounds like that kind of situation happened, but then she reported him to security, and he tried to run. But
very stupid.
Yeah.
Where are you going to...
I don't know
not
where
he's getting away.
I mean, he's not getting away. And he checked in. They have his name and his credit card. And come on, like it's just a really stupid reaction.
That was probably such an awkward day at the Hyatt. They're checking people in. They're like, you gonna need two keys, or you got two?
Can we get some kind of curtains up here? There's a guy here just crushed to nothing, just nothingness.
Intestines.
Oh my God. Intestines.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.